Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In this world you will have trouble, Jesus said, but take heart, I have overcome the world. We will suffer in this world. There is no sugarcoating it. As followers of Christ, we are told quite clearly in Scripture that we will have crosses to bear. We will have persecution because of our beliefs. We will have hardships. We will have pain. We will be sad and lonely sometimes. Having faith in Jesus is not taking the easy way out by any means. We can look to St. Paul for some insights into how to face the suffering we experience as human beings and as followers of Christ in this world. St. Paul himself suffered a great deal in this life. He says, 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes, less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles. Danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is daily pressure on me of the anxiety of all the churches. Talk about a lot of suffering. Yet he was able to still stay by the Holy Spirit. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Even more so than that, he was able to say, for the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Sufferings for Paul only made him bolder to serve the Lord. Paul then makes the remarkable step of saying, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We have a Savior who endured great suffering for us. We see in Scripture that even Jesus is not exempt from this suffering. He struggled with God's plan for him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was arrested. His closest friends abandoned him. He was falsely accused of being a blasphemer. He was beaten by soldiers, flogged mercilessly, and forced to wear a crown of thorns on his head and a purple robe on his scarred back. And worst of all, his hands and feet were nailed to a cross on which he endured great agony until he breathed his last. As the prophet Isaiah had said, Jesus truly was the suffering servant. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. We ourselves face suffering, suffering caused by sin. We suffer because of the times that we have sinned against God and the times that we have sinned against one another. But we also endure suffering that comes from being a result of being a disciple of Christ. So what can we learn from Paul and Christ about how we should face our sufferings? It remains clear from Paul's comments that we should not wallow in our sufferings or consider ourselves somehow cursed or doomed because of them. No, we need to look at our sufferings. Paul says to look at our sufferings as something that makes us more mature in our beliefs, deeper in our faith, and closer to God and to those around us. in the midst of suffering, we find ourselves praying more, reading the scriptures more, and perhaps thinking more about the spiritual aspect of our own lives. Through suffering, we come to understand more fully that we can't do it all on our own. We don't have the control over our lives that we thought we did. We must rely on God more than we initially thought we ever had to. Suffering can also make us more sympathetic when other people are going through similar situations. We can assure people that even though the suffering is difficult, it's not the end of the world. At the end of the world, Jesus will be there to take all of our suffering away, and we will be able to rejoice with those who have suffered through this life as Christ's followers, followers that now rest in the presence of their Savior, where Jesus will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Enduring persecution and mocking for being Christian can be one of the toughest burdens to bear. But no matter how hard it gets, we need to remember that even when Jesus was being mocked and ridiculed on the cross, he did not sulk in his suffering. Instead, he said, "Father, forgive them." And then he looked with love at John and his mother and said that they should be there for one another. His attitude in suffering was not inward, but outward. And that should be our attitude as well. You can then look for practical ways that you can be a witness for your faith when things are not always going the best for you. Reaching out to a specific person that God puts into your life, and you can help them out where they're at. When we look beyond ourselves, our own personal suffering takes a back seat, and we have a better view of the big picture, of God's grand design for his people. We remember that Christ has won the victory. His victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil means that sufferings will vanish, and we will be blessed to be in the presence of our King and our Savior forever and ever. That is the promise made real when we look at the cross and then even more forward to the empty tomb on Easter. Now go forth and live your life in both the good times and the bad, with this future glory as your goal. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.